Joel, chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes, for it is near at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the dawn spread on the mountains, a great and a strong people, there has not ever been the like, neither will there be any more after them, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns, the land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yes, and none has escaped them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. At their presence the peoples are in anguish, all faces are waxed pale. They run like mighty men, they climb the wall like men of war, and they march every one on his ways, and they do not proceed in a confused manner on their way. Neither does one thrust another, they march every able-bodied man in his path, and they burst through the weapons, and don't break off their course. They leap on the city, they run on the wall, they climb up into the houses, they enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. And Yahweh utters his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executes his word, for the day of Yahweh is great and very awesome, and who can endure it? Yet even now, says Yahweh, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn to Yahweh your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and repents of the evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering to Yahweh your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the assembly, assemble the old men, gather the children, and those who are nursed by the breasts, let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Yahweh, and don't give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then Yahweh was jealous for his land, and had pity on his people. And Yahweh answered and said to his people, look, I will send you grain, and new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied with them, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive it into a land barren and desolate, its forepart into the eastern sea, and its hinder part into the western sea, and its stench will come up, and its ill savor will come up, because it has done great things. Don't be afraid, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh has done great things. Don't be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you sons of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your God, for he gives you the former rain in just measure, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floors will be full of wheat, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you will eat in plenty and be satisfied, and will praise the name of Yahweh your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never be put to shame. And you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your God, and there is no other, and my people will never be put to shame. And it will come to pass afterward, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. And also on the male slaves and on the female slaves in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, and fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and awesome day of Yahweh comes. And it will come to pass, that whoever will call on the name of Yahweh will be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as Yahweh has said, and among the remnant those whom Yahweh calls.